Good morning, y'all. It's Leanne here. This morning is a little different. This morning is a little different than my normal broadcast or podcast. I had this amazing experience last night with the Lord, and I have been struggling a little with some pain in my jaw and tension headaches. And I went over and I visited a friend of mine's ministry, because I work full-time ministry. So many times during ministry times, I'm praying for people, and I'm not the one getting prayer. So it's nice for me every once in a while to go see a friend or just rest in the presence of God and not be on. So I went last night, and my whole thought process was, I'm going to go and I'm going to rest in the presence of God. I have a friend that leads worship, and she is so anointed, and I just love to be under the anointing that she carries as she leads worship. And so I went, and I went up and I got prayer, because there was a word of knowledge that somebody has been having neck pain. And because of my jaw, I've been having some neck pain. So I went up and I received prayer. When I went up to testify about what God did, the power of God came on me again, and I just fell to the ground trembling and shaking, and my whole body was vibrating, and my arms even went numb. And I thought to myself, Lord, is this you? Because I was like, it was so strong. I kind of was like a little, like, I don't know if this is the Lord, if this is God. I can't handle this. It's just too much, is what I was thinking. 'Cause my whole body was just shaking and trembling under the presence of God. And a couple of the leaders there came over, and they started speaking over me and prophesying over me. And really, everything that they were saying was just everything that's going on in my life right now. And they were just confirming what God was already speaking to me. And they were confirming what the Lord wants to do in my life, and what He's called me to. And it was so powerful. I just laid there. I couldn't move for I don't even know how long, to be honest with you. But I left there feeling empowered by the Holy Spirit. But I also left there feeling like I've missed it. And I don't mean like I've missed it because I have like sin in my life or something like that. I missed it because there is a freedom in the Holy Spirit that religion quenches. And when you're under the presence of God and you're with people who freely, I mean freely, operate under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, there is a drastic difference between freedom and religion. And so this morning, I come on this podcast and I come to you, and I came to the Lord and I just repented. I repented for any religion that I have been caught up in, or any religious spirit that has tried to quench the Holy Spirit in my life, to control and to bring me back into some type of bondage so I'm not freely operating under the anointing of grace that God has given me and the freedom that the Lord has given me. I think there is a fear that has been placed over some leaders in the body of Christ that came through a religious spirit, and it needs to be broken off of the body of Christ in order for us to see the greatest move of God that we ever are going to see in the United States. So I come here on this podcast this morning because I want freedom to be released over God's people, and I want religion to be broken off of mindsets and yokes of religion to be destroyed off of the body of Christ. If you are under a religious spirit, you will know it, because it's all about rules, it's all about regulations, it's all about what you can't do under the anointing and the power of God. Listen, I'm here to tell you, when God moves, when the Holy Spirit moves, it doesn't always seem so orderly. And yes, the Holy Spirit is orderly, but it can be messy at times too, because if you think of when they were in the upper room and the Holy Spirit fell on all of those people, people thought they were drunk at 9 a.m. because the power of God came on them and the Holy Spirit rested on them, and they were speaking in other tongues, and they were probably trembling under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and it didn't look as fancy as a religious spirit would want it to look. It didn't look as orderly and put together. It wasn't so organized. So this morning I come to you and I just pray. I want to pray this morning that you place your hearts on the altar of God, in the presence of the Lord. And if there is any religion, listen, if you have a religious spirit, you don't know it. You don't know until you taste freedom. If you have a religious spirit, it's based out of fear. It makes you afraid to move under the power of God. And that is not from the Lord. Fear is not from God. Fear is not from God. Fear is not from God. Faith is from God. Freedom is from God. Fear is not from God. So I just want to pray over you this morning. This isn't a devotion. This isn't a preaching word. This is me testifying of what God is doing in the body of Christ and what He wants to do. And I prophesy now in the name of Jesus that the Lord is obliterating a spirit of fear that has came over the body of Christ, and a spirit of religion that has released a spirit of fear over the body of Christ. And I break its power now in the name of Jesus. And I say the blood of Jesus is against you, fear. The blood of Jesus is against you, spirit of religion. And I break you and I bind you in the spirit realm in the name of Jesus Christ. And right now, God, I release a faith and a freedom over your people like never before, God, that they would freely flow in the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that they would freely flow in the freedom of the Spirit of God, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And you were not freed so that way you could be put in bondage again by a spirit of religion. So right now I break the yoke of religion over the body of Christ, over you today, in the name of Jesus, by the power of God. And I say the blood of Jesus is against you, spirit of religion. And I say that every person that watches or listens or hears this podcast this morning will be broken free from anything that's been hindering them or troubling them or keeping them in bondage from reaching the full potential that the Spirit of God has placed inside of you. I break fear now in Jesus' name. I declare that you will move into your destiny in Jesus' name, that you will move into your future in Jesus' name, that you will no longer be held back by a spirit of fear and intimidation in the name of Jesus, and that the Holy Ghost would fall on you right now, even in your room, even in your car, wherever you're at today, in the name of Jesus. Religion has been broken off of you. Just raise your hands and receive what God is doing now. No more fear. No more fear. No more fear. Fear has to go. Fear has to go, and freedom is released over you now in the name of Jesus. And I pray, God, just like in the book of Acts, God, when the Holy Spirit came and rested on them, and the Holy Spirit came and sent the fire of God over them, that you would baptize your people in the Holy Spirit, God, and that freedom, God, would rule and reign in their spirits, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and a holy fire would consume them, Lord, that they would be lit up for you, God, that there would be a flame that is released, God, a fire inside of them that's released, God, that would allow them to step out and into a greater anointing on their life, so they will fulfill the call of God that you have placed on them in the name of Jesus, Lord. So I bless you, God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, that religion no longer has a hold on your people, God, in Jesus' name. And just like the Word of God says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Let me say that again. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. In Jesus' name.